Sweetest friends, we are continuing. This is the fifth shiur of Siyata Dishmaya on the topic of the Sata Mishpat of Yom Chabrivoi. And we saw this yisod that the purpose of din is to make shalom, and how that resolves various issues. And I hope you heard the earlier shiurim. And now we're going to go weiter in Imre Bina that we referenced in the previous shiur in Siman Chof Beis. He discusses Nasa v'Nasa and Hadayim B'yad. Shalom alo yebez em malkus. Shere yesh kan mais. In other words, if a Dayan twists the judgment, distorts the judgment, so there should be a chi of malkus over here. Why should there be a chi of malkus? There should be a chi of malkus because he did a maisa. In other words, if the dayan doesn't do a maisa, if there's no maisa by the dayan, so mamela, we understand that there's no malchus if there's no maisa. But if he's noisiv and noisiv and biyad, in other words, if he takes it physically and gives it to the wrong party, so then there should be malchus. There's a fidvareinu of shalom mal belav shaloi sate. The kavan de l'fima shenitba'er, ein inyano bi'ivu satoi tzoha memoynis, shebezeh shapir meshkachet le'ivut bi'adayim ha'idei noten bi'otem bi'yad. Eli korohu bi'ivut metziut ha'mishpat she'eno matim l'shalom, ha'netzrach gam l'mala v'gam l'mata. In other words, you need shalom. There has to be proper shalom, both in the heavenly realms and in the earthly realm. There has to be shalom all around. So, since that's the case, Zeino and Yan Klal, Lamasha Sabi Adayim, El Rak Lamasha Pasak Bepe. In other words, what he did with his hands, that's not the problem. The problem isn't giving the money to the wrong guy. The problem is twisting the judgment. He made this chalois of Mishpat without Shalom. And that we can have. Again, this is all predicated on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, V'gam Kol Amazal Makom Yavo B'Shalom, Losh Nazakai, Losh Nachai, it doesn't matter, B'Shalom if there's correct judgment. So the Ikar Isser is what he did B'Peh, not what he did B'Yad. L'choyra Mukhrach Kach, Shayen Bim Rebine, Uvimin Chaschinuch B'Mitzvah Ayin Tes, Nalav L'Dalo Seder B'Rivoi, since it's Mammon v'nitan liyishavim. Rebbe Atoy Devin Chosei L'Tovaso, Shvi Ma Shenetver Yeshno Yisur Batei Klapi Shmayim. V'Dai Ein Zeh Inyan Liyishavom, Shere Lo An Netila Mimenu Shelo Kedin Yeshno Ala V'Lama Lo Yilke. V'Akuchen D'Lo Loki Kevin Shein Zeh Inyan L'Maisa Kana. V'Lo Kein V'Maisa Gam Kein Chelek Mimaisa Yisru Hu Ava Le Lukos Kevin Shein Inyan Liyishavom. In other words, the Irina writes in the Michas Chinuch that there's no malchus since it's money and money can be returned. Now, when you have a toy of Evyon, that you judge in favor of the Evyon, so we said the Ikar Isser is klapi shmaya. It's a lack of shalom klapi shmaya. As ein zeh inyan lehishavon. What does it mean returning it? In other words, the lav isn't on taking money illegally. The lav is that you twisted divine judgment. The lack of shalom klapei mala, because God wants there to be judgment in the world. So you should get malchus. So the answer is, it's because there's no maisa involved. So that's like we're saying, that if there's no maisa, there's no malchus. And the ikar iser is not the money aspect, the taking of the money, but the ivus hadin. And if the giving of the money is part of the iser, then there should be malchus, because there's no ainu inyan lehishavam. There's nothing to do with hishavam, because giving it back isn't going to help, because so if there was an ivus hamishpat. So shav anachem nigashim Siyata Dishmaya liyashev et stirat ha-Rambam klapei ha-toya de-Rosha. As we saw, one Rambam who says that you're going to be mad to the din because you're carrying out divine punishment. And we saw the other Rambam who says that the issue is that he's a liar. And since he's a liar, so besides the issue of his pants having to go on fire, I'm sorry that I bring an immature nursery rhyme into our shir. So since he's a liar, you can't trust the Russia anyway. And that's why you judge against. That's why you're liable to judge against him. That was the steal on the Rambam. Alts liar or alts carrying out divine judgment? Zemashit kashenu ba Rambam mishnei mekomot. אשר כדי לומר שישנו עניין זה של הטעיה בצד אחד באופן זה של רשע, בעל כורחנו לפרש שאין כאן הטעיה לכלפי פרט אחד מהשלום. והיינו משום שכלפי שמיה מי התכן חייב הוא. אלא שיש כאן עיוות כלפי ערה, בדין זה שבינו לבין שכנגדו. שיהיו כלפי מה שכתב הרמב״ם מצד היתו רשע ומשקר דאמרין אנשינו כן אומר מסיב, אין זה עניין ללב זה, תזיע למצב של הטעיה בצד אחד בדין זה בצד אחד בלבד של הדין. ואילו מטעם של הרמב״ם לבוסו דלוי נקטין אנשי דברי הראש השקר אין אף מי שמסבר ולאלוהים מרקן, או שכתב אמן חסכין לכל מצפי א'. הרי אי אפשר לפרש את הלאו לומר שנאסר בו בלאו מה שנוקט את דיין שמשקר רשע ואינו מקבל את הכל משמע דקרה שאינו כן, שזהו הדבר שנאסר בהי לאו, שכנתבאר אין זה עניין ללאו זה דלא תתה. That was like this. In order to say that we have an inyan of hataya on one side, you're twisting the judgment in the wrong direction, you're distorting the judgment if the guy's of Russia. So we have to say that there's only a hataya vis-a-vis one detail of shalom. In other words, klapei shmaya is chayiv. Klapei shmaya is guilty, God wants to punish him. But there's an ivus, there's a distortion vis-a-vis the earth, because on the earth he's not guilty. In his case between him and Yenim, the other guy. So that's the issue. Whereas when it comes to what the Rambam writes, Mitzad Yosef Rasha, that he's a liar, and we're saying, no, he's not a liar, and therefore you have to judge favorably, that's not what this lav is about. Because this lav is about being mat at one side of the din. But Mitaim Bushel Rambam, since we assume that he's now lying, that the Rasha isn't Meshaker, even though Mesvara, we should say that he is like the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Pei Aleph. So the Pasuk is telling us that we shouldn't assume that he's lying. So we can't say that the lav is coming to tell us that the judge is not allowed to assume that he's mishaker and that he's not makabel, what the pasuk tells us that he's not lying. And that's what's asked in this pasuk, because that's not what this lav is about. Now this lav, what do we say this lav is? This lav is a guy, he's messing with the shalom. He's messing with the divine peace. And since he's messing with the divine peace by twisting one side of the judgment, he's over on the lav. That's the lav. Whether it's divine peace or human peace, but you have to be distorting judgment and corrupting the peace, disturbing, if you will, the peace. They don't like that in America. You can't disturb the peace there, right? Al kopanim, but the isser is not that you think he's lying, and the pasuk says that he's not lying, and you're not makabel the chiddush of the pasuk that don't assume the rush is a lie. That's not what the lav is about. That's not what loisata is about. V'lachen klapei hadavar ha'isuri shel halav shal ze mayri harambam. Sefer HaMitzvus VaHachinuch, where we had the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvus, Hatzas HaGoyim Reb Chaim Heller, Shehizir Mehesim Anshoy Mehatoiz Dinoy. You're not allowed to punish this dude. Twist the judgment in order to punish him. And the Minch Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shelo Yasekin Ki HaMishpat LeElokimu. Judgment is for God. Let God carry out judgment. It's not your business. Your business is to judge this case correctly and honestly. Shapir Kosev Rambam Shuba Masha Afal Pishi Yesh Kandim Klape Shmaya Kevin de Bishmaya Chen Yesh Lahanish Tarosha. So the Rambam is correct. The Rambam says that even though there's a Din Klape Shmaya, because Miklape Shmaya, you have to punish the Rosha, but this isn't Din Klape Ara. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sefer HaChinuch are absolutely correct. Not that they need my Haskama, we're just learning Pshat and Sugya, right? Not the giving out grades to our Rabbein. So it's Givaldi. So they're correct! That the din is, that they're telling you here now, don't try to carry out divine judgment. Because that's God's job. You need to make sure that this is Din Klape Ara. And if you're distorting the judgment, and you make the Russia guilty, that's not din klape ara. Ela de mehacha shamin and baal korchenu she'em lahamin l'sheni v'lo lahamin l'Russia. Af al pi shemisvore ein oken. But we also learn that you shouldn't believe Yenim and not believe the Russia. Even though Misvar, it makes sense that Yanim is telling the truth and the Rosh is not. One of the big yisodas of Reb Shteyman was that everybody lies. Unless you really, really work on yourself, everybody lies. Just about. Somebody once wrote in a sefer, quoted Reb Shteyman, Reb Kuperman's son, that Reb Shteyman said, almost everybody lies. He said, no, it's not what I wrote, he said. He said, it's not what I said. He said, everybody. And he wanted to take off a little bit of the harshness, the sharpness, but to work on yourself to be an Ish Emes. HaKopanim, if you're then with a Rasha versus a Tzadik B'din, you can assume it's the Rasha who's the liar, not the Tzadik. And the Pasuk tells you no. The Pasuk tells you can't do that. Sharin kenei adavar, harei nimtza shegam klapi ara lo hita sadin, kevin shachein achonu shechayav rasha. Otherwise, it would turn out if the Rush is really a liar, then you weren't mounted the din. Because the Rush is chayiv. As Baal Kochenu Mavur Mizeh Loiken, V'Shaloi Naktinan Hocha. V'Lachen B'Yisod Alav, Shabir Kosev HaRamba, Mese'inyan Kedvar, V'Sefer HaMitzvahs, V'Chenu Reishol Chosan Hedge, Kosev Rav Minyan Alav, V'Shaloi Lahatis HaDin, Al Baal Averis Alf Bishu Choyte, Shalot Tzol Rambam Rosh HaMashak, Elo Baal Averis V'Choyte HaTzarech L'Kabal Oynash. הוא כאן הסבר של דבר שנעשה כאן המחמת יתו מחויב בו נשמיים, אבל כלפי יחוס דיונם הזה שפיר לא מדע רמב״ם בהלכוי סוף, מלאב זה שאין לין כותר ראש הקישה כאן אלא כנל, מהשולחן אורך שעד שיגמור הדין יהיו שניהם כרשויים לפונוב, ולכן אין כאן כל סתירה ברמב״ם. So you think that you're carrying out, it starts like this, you think you're carrying out divine punishment, and it tells you, no, don't carry out divine punishment, don't punish the guy. Don't punish the guy. You have to judge honestly. So it's saying don't judge against the Russia. So it must be that encompasses also that you assume that he's not lying. Because if the assumption is that he's lying, then when you judge against him, then if you're not carrying out divine punishment, he's really liable. It's not a steer in the Rambam at all. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes the Yesod HaDin. The Yesod of the Din is that you're not allowed to carry out divine punishment, so don't judge against the Rasha. But that assumes that the Rasha is telling the truth, and therefore you can believe him. And if he's Zakai, if he is the one who is meritorious, if he's the one who's supposed to win the case. So you have to give it to him. Because the Shulchan Aruch already says in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Yud Zayin Tzif Yud, they want to Bali didn't come before you, they should be like Rishayim. Assume that they're both Rishayim. So therefore the Kamash Malan is that soon the other Yanim is also, the other guy's also a Rosh. Not only the Rosh is a Rosh, the other guy's also a Rosh. When they're in front of you with Din. Zakopanim, it's not a steal in the Rambam. The Rambam says in one place, don't carry out divine punishment. That's why you shouldn't carry judge against him. That's only because you assume that he's telling the truth. Otherwise, he wouldn't be carrying out divine punishment. He'd be he really is guilty. So that's super duper. זה מבואר מלשון הרמב״ם שכתב בפרק כ' הלכה ה' שם באו לפניך שניים לדין אחד כשר ואחד רשע אל תאמר הואיל ורשע הוא וחזקתו משקר וחזקת זה שאינו משנה בדיבורו עתה את הדין על הרשע that if two people come before you לדין one of them is kasher And one of them is a Rasha. Don't say, since he's a Rasha, v'cheskasui mishaker, and v'cheskas the other guys, that he's not mishana b'diburo, he doesn't change. I'm going to be mated the din on the Rasha. No. Leisata mishbed ev yoyin chabrivo, even though he's an evyon b'mitzvahs, don't be mated his riv. Shelo katav kan haramim t'kva ba'alacha da'alat sham alalav da'al lo te'adar b'rivo. What does the Rambam write about v'da'al lo se'adar b'rivo? Shalitomer ani hu baldino oshir, that he's an ani, the baldino is an oshir. And the Torah says, v'dalo seder b'riva. Ram doesn't say this. Ram doesn't write here, al zeh sira Torah v'dalo te'adar b'riva. Elarak, al zeh ne'ama, bo shnaim ledin, echad kosher v'echad rosha, al tomer hor v'roshu. V'ches kosri mishake, v'ches kezeh she'enu mishana b'dibura. Ate es hadin, Even though he's an Evian b'mitzvahs, even though he's a Rosha, so don't be mad to his Riv. But he doesn't write, Al Zeh Zira Torah, just Al Zeh Ne'emar Leisati. Why? Umishum. She'azhara ve'isur achen einam al zeh. Dehainu amah she'nakata rasha le'mishakeh. The Rambam can't say, Al zeh zira Torah, because that's not what the Torah was masir. The Torah was masir not to try to punish the bad guy. That's the Azhar of the Torah. Dehainu amah she'nakata rasha le'mishaker. The Torah, the Isser of the Torah isn't assuming that he's a Meshaker. Eli yashna azhara la'tayas hadin. As far as I'm not being mad to the din, not trying to twist the judgment, distort the judgment, somehow carrying out divine justice. That's not your job. It's God's job. But don't distort the din because he's a bad guy. But since it says loisate, so memela included in the loisate is that you can't assume that he's lying. Otherwise, if you could assume he's lying, there'd be no issur of Hatayus Adin, because it wouldn't be Hatayus Adin. It would be correct to rule against him. So that's mamish gevaldik b'lashon Rambam. It's like $100 million, $150 million. That the Rambam doesn't say al zeh zira Torah. You can learn this Rambam 50,000 times. Not notice this. Al zeh ne'emar lo yishpat mishpat avyein chabrivo, because the azhar of the Torah was not to distort the judgment. The only thing is encapsulated in not distorting the judgment is assuming that he's not lying. Because otherwise it's not a distortion of judgment to judge against him. But the primary issue is not distorting the judgment, trying to carry out divine peace, because it's not peace down here. But included is that in the assumption that he's not lying. And therefore, al zeh ne'emar lo sata mishpat avyein chabrivo. There's an every mitzvah lo sata sriva. Beautiful. No, Rabbi Yisrael, we finished this unit of shiurim. It was gevaldik. Of course, there's a velt to say still. And it's a shame. Hopefully we will revisit this. And we'll see gevaldike, gevaldike, gevaldike neflus miteras Hashem. V'ani rak mevakesh mikol hakal hakadosh hazeh im kol kilot hakodesh heim l'shem uv'nei l'nisem that you should amitz Hashem l'sh'er imani imi v'anachnu namshich לראות עוד ועוד ועוד נפלאות מתורת השם מהסוגיה הזאת, מעוד הרבה סוגיות. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנת. שלום שלום.